hair is sticking up. Look at these.
It's better than this thing I got going on.
I think this is good, though. This means regrowth, though, right, Courtney?
Yeah. Well, could, yeah. We'll go, yeah.
What else could it be?
Breakage.
Oh. I think it's regrowth.
Yeah.
We're going to go with regrowth.
Because I've been better about my hair recently, so I think it's...
Yeah, it's regrowth. It's for sure regrowth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello there. Welcome to the Ludebrary. My name is Bailey, and I'm joined by my fellow Lude librarians.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And this is the Lude Librarians. Today, we're not discussing one single book. We're just kind of doing a year in review of books that we have read. Mainly because we're trying to read the books for our next episodes. They're a little longer, so this is kind of like a catch-up episode. So if you want to listen, great. If not, feel free to turn it off.
I mean, I love listening to other people's like year in review, like what were their favorite books and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're interesting, we're trendy.
Yeah. Anything fun or exciting happened since we last recorded?
Well, I'm back in New Jersey for the holidays right now, so
Ooh. That's
cute.
Courtney's hair looks really good. Did you dye it?
I washed it.
Classic. I got this mug in the mail finally.
Ooh, cute.
It's from the Golden Opal. Shout out. She's on Instagram. Her stuff sells out in like a minute when it releases because she hand makes everything. And then I got this on the bottom of it.
Oh.
I got a little custom one. That's to whatever end if people don't actually watch this.
Don't release a video, do we?
Well, I think maybe we will.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think I'll edit this one and maybe this will be like our first one.
Yeah, because I cannot edit the video. I can only edit the audio.
And I can't edit anything at all. I'm just here.
It's okay, girl. It's okay.
I tried to edit our last one through CapCut, but I was so dumb. I could not figure it out. Like, I literally was like, I don't understand how this works. It's not like iMovie. So... I went back to Audacity and that's how I did it. So
that's okay.
What are you drinking in that mug of yours?
Water.
Oh.
I know. Whoa. Nothing fancy, exciting.
Do you leave for your in-laws tomorrow?
Tomorrow. We get off drive to Utah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. I packed my my like toiletries for California.
Oh my god, you're so organized.
Well, girl, it's because I'll wait till the night before. Oh god.
Me too.
I'll wait till the night before to pack. I went to Target today and got some stuff for the dinner, for our night court dinner. Because I ordered some stuff from Shein and I wasn't sure if it would be here, and then the shipping updated and it'll be here tomorrow. So.
Oh.
Mm. There you go.
I got extra clothes.
Yeah, I'm debating, like, I have, like, a gown that I could wear, but I also got this cute, like, velvet romper dress that's this color.
Pretty.
So I was thinking of wearing that. I don't know.
I don't even have an outfit yet. I have no idea.
You have so many options. Like you have so many places you can shop and probably gets to you faster than what it gets to me here.
I got my nails done today.
Ooh, nice. Love. That's
you
cute.
Can see the red glitter, but the white glows in the dark. It glows blue. Oh,
you love that. You love a
glow. Yeah, because I brought my own dip powder. I always do.
I have magnetic polish on mine.
Ooh, pretty.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, because I am obsessed with the magnetic polish. I can't stop. And my clients will come and I'm like, have you heard of magnetic polish? It's very cool. I make them do it. I don't care what they want. I talk them into it.
Who wants to go first with the books they read this year?
Ooh, How's that limoncello, Courtney?
It honestly, it's really good, but I'm drunk off of two sips.
Are you drinking limoncello straight?
Yeah. I didn't have any. It was a gift. It was a gift. My friend made it. I know. I just put it in there and I thought, whatever happens, happens.
I usually put like Prosecco in it or something.
I didn't have anything, but I was like, this is the perfect time. And my friend brought it to me and she was like, take a swig. And I was like, okay. It was the first time making it. I didn't really think anything of it. I took a swig at work and was like, oh my God. What just happened to me? Yeah. I also have a Snoop Dogg gin and juice for backup.
Ooh, yes. We love a backup. I have a whole bottle of Cab Sav, so we'll see
how deep you get in there.
Yeah.
I almost bought a mini fridge, like one of the mini fridges, like a desktop fridge, because I was like, I have to keep asking Desi to bring me shit, and I'm like, I could just put little cans in that fridge and it'd be good to go.
Yeah, I said, that's a good Christmas gift.
Yes, but I was like, nope, it's Christmas. I'm here to buy other people gifts.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, maybe I should go get a shot of gin so we can toast to the new year.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, you should.
Let me That's do it real quick.
Okay.
And then I'm probably going to be like, pause, everyone.
I thought about putting some of this gin and juice in the limoncello.
Oh, yeah, that'd probably
It's
be
like
good.
It's a melon flavor.
Yeah.
Just to break it up.
Is that like Snoop Dogg's gin and juice?
Yeah, it's Snoop and Dre.
That's so fun. I didn't know they made cans.
They're really good.
Or that they sold them out where we live. Where'd you get?
Well, they Hy-Vee, but those are the last two boxes at Hy-Vee because they're not selling it anymore, of course.
That's the same thing that happened with Surfsides. I was like, oh my God, they have Surfsides. JK.
This is a special type of brown gin.
That's better.
Ooh.
Called Bristow.
Desi loves gin.
So if you ever see this, get it for her because it's really good.
What color is it? You said brown?
It's like an amber.
Yeah, it looks pink.
Yeah, probably from my sweatshirt.
I'll put something pink behind it, make it pink on my shelf. On my
cute.
Let me just put this away.
Kristen, did you see, are you friends with Bailey's mom on Facebook?
Yes.
Did you see that she won like a bottle of gin or something, or a bottle of bourbon?
Oh, yeah.
But did you see her reflection in the bottle?
Oh, no, I didn't look that hard.
Honestly, it brightened my day.
Okay.
She's like really long.
That's funny.
Yeah, and that bottle she won, my mom got entered into a lottery because, like, I guess at the liquor store in Georgia, if you have so many points, like rewards from buying throughout the year, you get in like a special lottery to then get, you know, a fancy bottle. And she got like a $600 bourbon.
And it's like this cool box that it's in.
It's like a cage thing. It's very cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Love that for her.
So books. Are we toasting first? Let's toast.
Yeah, let's go ahead. I'm just like ready.
You're like, I'm so ready. Who wants to toast us?
Oh, I don't do that.
Well, I mean, I for one am proud of us for getting this off the ground before the end of the year.
Yeah. I will toast to that.
Yeah, to my fellow lewd librarians who I voluntold were doing this and stuck with it.
And to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on the beginning of our journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? We could get popular and people will come back and watch this. And so thank you to those ones too.
Yeah.
The new ones 3 years from now. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Doing it. Cheers.
Cheers. How'd that go, Bailey?
Oh, that melon one's very good.
Mm-mm. It's actually very good. It's way better by itself than other gin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people who shot gin.
You're hardcore.
Yeah.
That's because I don't have any bourbon.
Which is still pretty hardcore, if you ask me.
I want you guys to know that I did come strapped with notes, so.
I mean, I would expect nothing less.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I can start if you want me to. And
go
then
you
guys can be like, I hated that book, or I love that book, or, you know, I won't be offended because you know me. Okay, first of all, I read 39 books on Kindle. And my favorite one that I read was Manacled, which isn't even, I'm not going to say it's not a real book, but it's a fan fiction for Harry Potter.
It's like and, huge, right?
Yeah. Have you guys read it?
I'm so, so scared to read it, but you know, I'm a big Harry Potter like fan, but
I know.
Does anyone follow the Half-Blood Reader on Instagram?
Yes.
No.
Okay. You should follow her. She's from New Jersey, but she likes, like, is a huge Harry Potter fan and likes the same books as me. And she said, don't be scared. You'll don't cry, but it's really good.
Yeah. And there's maybe one or two spicy scenes. When I recommend this book, it's not because it's a romance novel. This is dark. It is sad. But dare I say, no, I won't say that. I was going to say I like it better than Harry Potter, but I'm not going to say that because it's actually, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You can like Harry Potter and you can also like Manacled. It's just two different outcomes to the Harry Potter world. But it is, yeah, you'll cry. And I don't, it's on Archive of Our Own, but you can download it and read it on your Kindle.
And that was your favorite book of the year?
Yeah, I think about it a lot.
Oh.
I know.
Maybe I'll have to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just finished watching all the movies with Christian. Kristen, we started watching them with Kristen when she was visiting over Thanksgiving. And then Christian and I finished them last night. And then now I'm kind of like, ooh, maybe I should reread the series so I can read Manacled.
Yeah, it's good. I couldn't put it down. I was like in between clients. I was like, couldn't stop. It was so good. It was so good. Also, Playing for Keeps series by Becca Mack. It's hockey. There are four books now. And it includes some of my favorite tropes, like hockey and single mom. Those are my favorite. I don't know what it is. I love the two combined.
Did you like that better than the off-campus series?
Yes, and only because Playing for Keeps is professional hockey, so they are in their late 20s, closer to our age, so it doesn't feel sometimes not that I would say it's pervy, but not you know, sometimes I'm like, these kids are just now 20.
Yeah. I prefer it when they're like later 20s.
So true.
So Playing for Keeps is good, and the first one is just like reformed playboy meets a woman, and then the second one is the best friend, or the friend on the team gets with the first guy's sister, so it's like friend's sister. And then the third one is single mom, and then the fourth one is like friends to lovers. They're like enemies to friends to lovers.
I like that.
And they're all very good. But just so you know, the deal is on the list. It is number three.
Oh, okay.
So don't worry. Really don't worry. Don't worry.
I can't go through my entire list because it would take us 5 hours. So
I did like my top fives.
Oh, that's great. So
and,
organized.
Like, my Kindle, yeah, and like my Kindle, my audiobook, and whatever, regular books. Brutal Obsession, which is a hockey one, which I recommended, and I think we're doing sometime next year. That's a dark hockey series. And both the audio, because I listened to the audiobook while also reading, it's very good because it's Teddy Hamilton and I love Teddy Hamilton. I can't help myself. But that, like, again, I said that one is dark hockey or dark romance and hockey. And then in number five is Home Ice, and it is also hockey, but it's LGBTQ. And the female main character is a trans woman, and I loved it. I know that there's probably a lot of hockey players that would be like, look, I have to suspend my disbelief for some of this because I know that those are like, those men aren't probably into that, but who cares? I'm going to read it and it's good. The spice in Brutal Obsession is, whoa, Haunting Adeline, good for me. And you know I love Haunting Adeline.
That's Bailey's favorite, isn't it?
We don't yuck anyone's yum.
No, we don't. Okay, so that was Kindle. Audiobook, obviously. I think I read Iron or listened to Iron Flame for the first time this year, like early this year. So that's number one. And I'm currently re-listening to it for like the fourth time. I like, I can't stop listening to it. It's what I fall asleep to. It's so good. Okay, I just listened to Lights Out. Do you guys know about Lights Out?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Oh. What?
So
what?
I'm a part of a book I'm a part of many book subscription clubs.
Mm-hmm.
One called Probably Smut. And I was sent that like a special edition of that book. And so I sent it to Courtney.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I just finished it and it's the audiobook is really good. It's I can't think of his name right now. Jacob Allen, and I can't think of her name, but they are so good. They, you know, like when it's a funny scene, they'll laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I like when you can like hear the emotion, they're not just reading.
Yeah.
But Lights Out has a mask kink in it. And if you know me, and you know my favorite band, Sleep Token.
And Death Eaters.
Oh, I do love tell death. You what. Ghostface, Thirst Traps, Call of Duty Thirst Traps. Holy moly. That's all my For You pages. I am the female main character in this book. And the banter is really good. Anything Mariana Zapata. Anything Mariana yes. Zapata.
Shout out Mariana Zapata. You yes. are amazing. Yes. I read all your books this year.
Did you read the superhero one?
I didn't read all your books. Oh, okay, I did okay, not okay. read the superhero
one. I wanted to know if it's like, because you were afraid to read it. So
yeah, okay. Gracie we'll and the Grump. Sorry.
We'll save that one. And then I read a really funny, it's called That So That Was Awkward or That Got Awkward, but it's like spicy lessons. This girl is so incredibly awkward. She's like super nerdy, and then she hires a guy to help her not be a virgin anymore, basically. But it's funny and it is awkward, but then it's like also really hot. It's good.
What's it called?
So That Was Awkward or That Got Awkward by Amelia Kingston. And
okay, that sounds awkward.
I read it or I listened to it because it was free on Audible. Ooh. I'll do that in between my credits. I'll listen to free books.
Oh, let me go look on Audible right now.
I meant to write down.
Was it So That Got Weird?
So That Was Awkward. Or there's like four books in the series.
Okay, what's the author's name?
Amelia Kingston.
Amelia Kingston. Yeah, she's got one that's called So That Got Weird. And it's book one.
Oh, okay. So I was wrong.
But it says in the first line of the summary, it says a painfully awkward love story.
Okay. Then I was literally looking at my Audible too, so I don't know. Yeah, the first one is the good one. I mean, they're all good, but that one is so funny and weird and awkward.
It sounds fun. It sounds like something I would like, actually. Because I just feel like I'm so awkward that it would like.
Yeah, and I listen to the audiobook again. What I do when I want free audiobooks is I just look at Teddy Hamilton and see what's free. I just know that if he's narrating it, it's a romance book. Mm-hmm. So I know that mm-hmm. I can't go wrong there.
All right, just downloaded for the airplane.
Nice.
Yo.
Her voice is a little weird, but I think that's what makes it better because she sounds awkward. She has like this like sort of shaky voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read like three physical books, which I feel like is more I just can't remember. And most of them were Penelope Douglas. The beginning of the year, I like read all Penelope Douglas just to go through her, you know, all her books.
Why is she familiar? What does she write?
Credence.
Oh, right. We did that one. That's why.
And if you like Penelope Douglas and you haven't read the Corrupt series or Devil's Night series, you have to read it. If you like Penelope Douglas, I feel like Bailey probably wouldn't like the Devil's Night series, but I love it.
People have recommended that one to me before. I have it on my list, actually.
It's I wouldn't say it's dark romance, but there's like elements of
darkness.
Yeah, sometimes the romance, it's not the romance that's dark. It's like the upbringing of the children, you know, their pasts are dark.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the smut is a little dark. And there's always, in every single one of those books, there's a group scene. So if you're into group scenes, those are good books for that.
Haven't tried it yet.
I haven't tried it yet.
I love a good
I haven't read.
I love a good sword crossing moment. I think they're awesome.
That's why Pucking Around. Oh, they had a beautiful Pucking Around at Target today. It had like glitter on the cover.
Oh, I have that one. Yeah.
So beautiful. I had to stop. I was like, don't let me do it. I text Desi because she went to the bathroom at Walmart and I said, so sorry, I ended up in the books. She said, you're in trouble. I said, oh no, punish me.
Please. Well, wait till you get your birthday / Christmas box that's coming to you. There's a ton of books in there.
Ooh, girl. Thank you. Those are my favorites.
Nice.
Those are good picks.
Yeah. Thanks. Very good.
You've moved Manacled up my list. I'm too chicken because I love Harry Potter so much.
Don't be chicken. Just read it and know that they are different.
Yeah.
But it's so adult the way it's written. Not that Harry Potter wasn't. But you know, like from Half-Blood Prince. Well, anyway, Half-Blood Prince is like my favorite one. And so Same. That's usually when I watch the movies, that's where I start. And I feel like that's where things start to get more adult in the book. And I feel like Manacled fills that space for me where it is a very adult version of Harry Potter. It's all about the war. Like that's all it is. And Hermione just trying to, because she's like a healer. And so she sees all the really horrible things.
Oh, so they're like 18 in the book in Manacled?
Yeah, I think it takes, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay.
I don't know how much you know
I know like the basic premise because like, how could you not? But
right.
If you're on any kind of book talk, but yeah. and I'm not on.
I think like right off the bat, it'll tell you like, this is what would have happened if Harry didn't live. If Got he it. Just died in the forest.
Okay.
I think that's where he dies in the book.
And
that's like the first, you like find that out immediately. That's not right. A spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I tried to do the research. I didn't get very far, but according to my Audible, I listened to like about 38 books this year. And I read on Kindle, it said 47. And then physical books, I have no idea. I think I'm close to 100 probably, if I had to guess. But
damn.
It's like all I do.
You mean plus 100 physical?
No, like enough to get me to 100.
Okay, I was going to say, dude, you have more time.
I don't have that much time.
Like, I know you're busy. That's why my mind was hurt for a second.
My Audible only shows that I read 18, but that's because the free ones I don't add to my library. Mm-hmm. I just start listening to, and so they don't
count.
They aren't showing up in my listen history, so I don't know. There's probably other ones, and I just forgot about them.
Yeah. This year, some standouts. I'm gonna say a dark horse. This is a dark horse. It coming at you. It's called Whistleblower by Hay Cove. It's more of a dark book, dark themes, but it's not dark romance. I got it from probably Smut's book subscription, and it's not something I ever would have picked up, but like obsessively read it within 2 days. So Whistleblower by K Cove.
I've heard like that in my
FBI-ish
group.
FBI-ish things, kind of. Mm-hmm. Again, I read almost all except for one of Mariana Zapata books. Loved them. I listened to the book talk sensation A Fate Inked in Blood. I also have the physical book with the blue edges.
Yeah, how was that? Because it's on my list.
You know, I'm going to give it 3 stars. It's really not that exciting. There's a lot of freaking character names and gods names where you're like, what? And then, I don't know, the main character seems a bit whiny and it just didn't hold my interest. I mean, I finished it, but I was like, I wasn't getting in the car being like, yes, I get to listen to this. If that makes sense. So I would put it towards more the bottom of the stuff I read this year. Crescent City 3 was a disappointment. And a book that came out of nowhere called Wolf Song by T.J. Klune is one of the best written books I've ever read. It's male, and it's about werewolves, and the main character is kind of has like kind of like a mental disability or something like that. He's just a little slower. And so the book is written in his point of view. And so the way it's written is like so beautiful. Like the sentences are short. Like it, you truly like see the world through the way he thinks. And I think that's why I loved it so much. I read most of the Kate Daniels series by Alona Andrews. Top of the list, love them. Not as good as Mercy Thompson by Patricia Briggs, but up there. A smutty book series that I did love. Oh, where is it? Library Emerald. It's like Emerald something. It's also by Alona Andrews. It is the Hidden Legacy novel series by Alona Andrew. All of them are good. There's five books. Listen to all five. They were fantastic. Great smut, great plot, great magic system. It's very urban fantasy, so you're not like trying to figure out everything every 5 seconds. And then I also read one that stuck out to me this year was Red, White, and Royal Blue. That was the first like true male book I've ever read. That was just strictly that. The smut is just okay, but it stuck out to me as like being the book that's a genre I have not yet read. So, and the writing was really well done and kept my attention. If you're looking for something Omegaverse, you know, reverse harem situation, I just finished reading Pack Darling by Lola Rock. Very good. Lots of male.
Is that like werewolf?
So it's Omegaverse. So they like, they have shifter tendencies, but they don't shift. So they're not really werewolves. But sometimes you got to read about knots, you know? and I just started reading City of Gods and Monsters, and it's very good so far. I will keep you up to date on that. Again, I reread all of the Mercy Thompson and Alpha and Omega novels.
I did all Mercy Thompson.
Yeah, I did read The Never King and I hated it. Not the Ever King, the Never King.
The Never King keeps popping up like on my For You page.
Hated it. It was boring.
Whoa.
I was like, okay, so we're like evil Peter Pan in Lost
Boys.
I tried to read Hooked. Hooked was terrible. That's what I read the whole thing and it was horrible.
She has ruined any like fairy tale retelling for me. Like, I don't even want to. People love that series.
By Emily McIntyre.
I'm like, I can't go on. I read all of Hooked just because I can't not complete something, but I was like, it took me months to finish it.
Yeah, it was second to Credence in how long it took me to read.
For the record, I finished Credence very quickly.
For the record, it took me like 3 weeks to read. A top read for this year is Iron Flame. I listen to the books. I don't read them. I mean, I have 18 physical copies, but I only listen to them. So shout out to the narrator there. And then I did read the very popular book talk sensation, When the Moon Hatched. I did. It's by Sarah Parker, I think. It has great world building. I loved the elemental powers, but it was just okay. Like, I'll read the second book when it comes out, but I wasn't like, oh my god, best book I've ever read. You know what I mean?
I have that on my Christmas list.
Did it fill your like Fourth Wing Iron Flame hangover?
It did. Good, it satisfied good. It.
I think like
because
like
I read. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I feel like there's really no such thing. People are just lying to me when they say it cures the iron flame hangover. Like, I'm still
I
hungover.
know.
I read it in January.
Yeah, I think what happened is I read Iron Flame and then was like, oh my God. And then I read Crescent City 3 and was like, oh my God. And then I read, and then I read When the Moon Hatched and I was like, oh, this is like a huge step up from Crescent City 3. So yeah, that might be tainting my view of it a little bit. I also have a really sick sprayed edged version of it from Fairy Loot. So
that could also be helping.
That's yeah. Funny. So that's kind of where I'm at this year. You, Kristen?
Yeah. So, fun story. This is like my first year reading, actually. I used to read a lot when I was younger, and then like I haven't read in, I can't not even tell you how long. And Bailey gifted me Fourth Wing for Christmas last year. And here we are. So I read like the very like I'm behind the times, like all the OG books like I read this year, and they're like all my favorites. So but top is Fourth Wing Iron Flame. Like it just, it's so good. And maybe because it like got me back into my love of reading, like that there's also that. But I don't know, like I even did all the Court of Thorns and Roses, which I loved, and Throne of Glass, which I loved, but like I just think Fourth Wing Iron Flame is better. I don't know. So that's the best of the rest of the books I read. And I also, because I'm new back to the reading space, I am like really big on, I have to have a physical book in my hand. So I didn't do any Audible or anything. I only did physical books. I read 41 books. I also didn't reach my goal because I had to put myself on a book ban because, they laid off a bunch of people at my job, so I've had to fill out job applications. I literally haven't read in like since, I don't know, October. I've been so bad. And then I partied a little too hard in the summer and like didn't really read. So a lot of this was, anyway. but A Court of Silver Flames, I know some people hate it, but
oh my God, I love
it. It's so good.
It's so good. Like, if you, yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I just feel like people who hate it, this might be like just me like putting this on them, but I feel like people that hate it are people who have never been through something extremely traumatic in their life.
Yeah, I agree. If
you've been through something extremely traumatic, then I think you read this book and go like connect to it in a way that you connect.
That's Nesta's book, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's so good.
Never read it, but I do. I know that.
It's, yeah. And the smut is really good too.
Oh my God. So good. Sarah J. Maas was just like, fuck it. I'm going to just write everything I've been thinking about since I was 16.
Yeah, literally. No, it's so good. Like, I actually really want to reread it, but my TBR is
too long.
So long. But of all the A Court of Thorns and Roses books, that one is like hands down my favorite. I know, unpopular opinion, better than Mist and Fury. But it's better than Mist and Fury.
It is. It really is.
And Mist and Fury is really good. That's my second favorite in the series, but okay. I did the whole Throne of Glass series, so that took up a large chunk of my life. It's okay, I don't want it back. It was so good. I loved Queen of Shadows of that series.
It's my favorite one.
It's like one of the best written books, I think,
ever.
Like, it's really, really good. So that's the fourth book of the series, so it takes you a hot minute to get there. And unpopular opinion, I really, really liked Tower of Dawn. I know that's crazy, but I don't know. I like Nessa. I like Kale. Sue me. Sue me. So I would say, yeah, those two are my favorite. Of course, like Kingdom of Ash, like I loved. I wish she had split it into two books, though, I think. Yeah. But it was really, I mean, obviously really good. I don't need to go on about how good that one is. Okay, then other ones that I really liked. I really enjoyed Icebreaker. But I like the off-campus series better. Like the goal, I liked better than Icebreaker. But then I read Wildfire after Icebreaker, and it's like not nearly as good.
Ooh, I'll tell you what though about Wildfire, because this was my honorable mention. The very, like, that first scene of them together at the party. But I listened to the audiobook. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When I tell you that that was truly porn in my ears, I would have, if you told me that they were really doing that together in the room while recording it, I would have believed you.
And guaranteed they were recording it separately.
Ooh, yeah. It was one A plus 100. But you are correct in saying that the story was not as good as Icebreaker.
Yeah, I liked the Icebreaker story better.
We like hockey, and it wasn't.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Russ wasn't here for hockey. You know, he didn't continue that. So
that's so true.
Russ is cute.
He is. Yeah, he is. And I also read the Flawless series, and the third book in the Flawless series is the one that's about hockey. So
oh yeah,
you should read that one. What's it called? Heartless? No, Powerless. I don't know. They're all somethingless. And a series I was so excited for because I really liked the first book, The Bridge Kingdom. I was like obsessed with the first book. And then I actually DNF'd the second one because
whoa.
I was like, what is happening? And there's three books so in the series. And it might be an unfinished series. There might be more coming out, but I thought The Bridge Kingdom was really good. It's not super smutty. There's like maybe one scene, but I thought it was like the world building was cool. It wasn't like too complicated. Yeah, I don't know. I really liked it. And then I was really disappointed. So.
Yeah, I started reading Bridge Kingdom because of Kristen. And I like,
sorry.
And I DNF'd it. I like got 3/4 of the way through, but I was just like, I don't like this. I kept texting Kristen like every day, like, where's the smut?
Like, I was like, oh, there's no smut. I should have told you that. There's no smut.
And I literally was like, what?
Oh, if someone, when someone recommends a book to me, I'm like, is there sex? And they're like, no. And I'm like, I probably won't read it.
You're like, nah, yeah. Good.
Yeah. No, no, no.
No, it's like, it's a lot of sexual tension. And there's like,
I do love tension.
One scene. Yeah, like I like good tension. So like, I didn't mind it so much, but yeah. And then
supposedly she re-released it in print and it has more smut in it now.
Oh, really?
That's what I read on Instagram, but could be lying.
Oh, I mean, I have a printed version, but it's like from Amazon. I don't know if it's like the real one.
Mm-hmm. It's blue. Like,
yeah.
It has like gold edges around it.
No.
Yeah, that's the new one.
Oh. All right, well, maybe I'll try it again. I really enjoyed the first one, so I don't know. But the second one, The Traitor Queen, I didn't finish it. So there's that. And then I also read a cute duology, It Happened One Summer and Hook, Line, and Sinker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super smutty. It's really cute. It's by, who is it by? I have it on my, by Tessa Bailey.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So it's not like the most, I mean, it's not like the most well written, but like, I thought it was cute. Oh! Serpent and Wings of Night. Excellent. Really loved it. And I cannot get through the second one.
Yeah, I got halfway through the second book and DNF'd it. I was like, this shit is boring.
But I really like so Serpent. Sad.
Yeah, the first book is good.
So those are my, I guess, top picks.
Nice.
So many people have told me to read Serpent and the Wings of Night, and I keep going, yeah, but I hear that second book ain't very good, so I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know if I want the heartbreak of not being able to continue.
Yeah, because that ending, oh, it's rude. Like,
yeah, you're like,
rude.
It's so rude.
Yeah, I just like, for me, Carissa Broadbent is the author of that series. It reminds me of the author Laura Thalassa, something like that. She wrote like the Death, Pestilence, the Four Horsemen series. Mm-hmm. And she also wrote like the other series. I think one's called like Rhapsodic or something like that. And like A Strange Hymn. And she wrote the Bewitched. I feel like she's the same way. Like I get hooked like on the first book, and then like each book progressively disappoints. And Carissa Broadbent kind of feels that way to me, but maybe she'll prove us wrong in her next series. I don't know.
Well, I heard, actually I put it on my Christmas list. Daughter of No Worlds is like amazing. Everyone.
I've heard that too. Yeah.
So I'll let you know, cause I'm getting it for Christmas.
Oh yeah. I'll let us know.
Well, hopefully it's on my list.
We were walking through like a Target last year with my on Black Friday, and my mom was with me, and I was like picking things out to put. She was like, I need a couple more things to make it even. And I was like, we were walking and I was like, I will take physical copies of this book and this book and this book.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially when they do their buy one get one or buy two one or
or to look for that little Target circle sticker.
But those fucking Target Circle stickers are the bane of my existence to get off the fucking book.
I know.
True.
We bought Rory a book. My niece, 7 years old, loves horror, like little kid horror novels.
Okay.
And like well, I don't know if she's read Goosebumps, but they read one called The Girl in the Lake at school. Oh. And I was like, whoa. And so that's what we bought her, was a... like a spooky book. And Desi was like, why the fuck do they put stickers on the front of books?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It's so annoying. Hey, Target, at Target, if you ever sponsor us, please stop.
Stop doing that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I just started reading Quicksilver because everyone was talking about it.
That's on my TBR.
It's good so far.
Yeah, I read 2 pages of it and then went and read something else. So I think you've got to be in the mood to read fantasy sometimes, you know, like you'll start it and you're like, not really what I'm feeling today. I'm feeling like contemporary smut is more my jam, like, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. But right now I'm in between Quicksilver and Fall of Ruin and Wrath.
I love Fall of Ruin and Wrath. And apparently the second book is not going to come out till like next year. So like 2026.
Oh, maybe I'll stop reading it then.
Yeah, because... Well, I read it twice this year. Technically I read it last November, and then I reread it a few weeks ago. And it's just...
Does it have a cliffhanger? Because you know how I can't handle cliffhangers.
It does, but doesn't. Like, you're not like, oh my God, what happens next? You're like, oh, okay. I really want to know what happens next. It's not like Iron Flame where you get thrown off a cliff and then bombarded.
And then you think about
shotguns.
Yeah, it's horrible. I'm not okay. And I'm not going to be okay in January.
Yeah. Most anticipated read of next year is Onyx Storm.
Yeah. My friend who just recently finished it, I accidentally said,
oh, no.
I forgot where she was in the book, and I was like, do you think that Sawyer's dragon will, like, do you think they'll be able to, like, mend his leg, or, like, do you think he'll still be able to be a rider? Will his dragon be able to accommodate him? And she was like, well, right now Sawyer still has his leg, so, I was like, oh, shit, sorry, and she texts me. Yeah, she texts me, and she goes, and there goes Sawyer's leg. That's and awesome. Also, I got a text midday, and she goes, Jack fucking Barlow.
Yep.
Dude. Oh, my God. Fuck that guy.
Most hated man ever.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Him and Tamlin.
You know, I really don't hate Tamlin.
I don't really hate him that much either. I mean, like, I think he's, like, a dumb fuck. But like...
Yeah, I think he's an idiot, but I also feel like he's been through some traumatic shit, and, like, he just needs to go through a Nesta sort of situation.
Yeah, he needs to be Nestified.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about him, but I feel like maybe some of his hate isn't warranted because, you know, he did fall in love with her, and then she was like, bye.
Yeah.
I've got to go, and then I'm going to, you know...
Yeah, but then, like, hey, he, I'm like, uneducated. Literally sat there and did nothing.
Right.
And then he went and got the King of Highburn, and
he kind of gets worse throughout the series.
Right, I have heard. I have heard.
But in Silver Flames, like, you feel really bad for him. At least I
feel bad for him in Silver Flames.
Yeah. So
poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to know my least favorites?
Oh yeah.
Do it.
Don't kill me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Bailey, don't kill me. I did not like Winter Lost.
Fuck you! No, it's fine. It's not the best of the series, but the reason it's there makes sense.
Right. But I'll tell you what. This is what I hope, is that she's setting us up for something incredible in the next one. And I'm sure she is. Mm-hmm. What I didn't like about it was that I didn't realize it was the end of the book until it was the end. You know, it just, like, was done. And I was like, whoa. I read a book the other day and it was like epilogue, and I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
How can the book be over? And that's how I felt about Winter Lost. I also kept being like, did I miss something? It felt like there were chunks that I missed. I don't know, maybe I need to re-listen.
I had to go back and re-listen because, you know, the first read through I was like, what? And then I was like, okay, it's over. And then I went back and re-listened to it and was like, picking up more things, like more Easter eggs, and then was like, okay, like, it's still not my favorite of the series. Iron Kissed is my favorite, but I can get down as to why we needed this book. It's because Mercy needed it. For those who don't know, Winter Lost is by Patricia Briggs, the queen, and is part of the Mercy Thompson series.
I can't go too hard on her because she's the reason I am reading now. That's what I started with. Was that last year?
Forced Courtney.
Yeah. And I was like, I love this. It's like not too smutty. And then I was like, actually, I need more. So let me just continue reading smutty books.
Yeah.
It turns out I love it.
And I don't know, Kristen, I know you started reading Mooncalled and wasn't a huge fan, but like, I almost feel like it's better in audio form, but maybe that's just me.
Well, yeah, if we're talking about our least favorites, I only DNF'd 3 books this year, and Mooncalled was one of them. I'm so sorry. But I am going to try again. I really was not in the right headspace when I was reading it. Like, I was too distracted at the beach, like, just.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like it's a fantasy you have to, like, be in the mood for.
Yeah.
And I love
it. And it's not smutty.
So, yeah. So, and I'm fine with that. But
I mean, it has sex in it, but it's very well written.
Yeah, it's beautiful written sex scenes. It's not,
which is nice. I like that.
It's not he stuffed his cock in my, you know, it's nothing.
And crazy. She was wet and tight.
And he was and he was so thick and engorged, and it's nothing. And
my balls fluttered.
And I felt the tingle at the base of my spine, and then I unloaded.
Yeah, it's none of that.
It's not that. It's very beautiful. It's very sensual. It's romantic. Oh, they're in love.
I mean, it sounds like more up my alley.
It's beautifully written.
I have to be in the right headspace, and I just wasn't. So I am going to try again, I promise.
Yeah.
I read Mooncalled while I was unpacking when we first moved into this house. And so I just had, like, all day to listen. And then I spiraled from there. And spent so much money on Audible just because I wasn't going to wait for my credits. And now I wait for my credits. Like a patient.
Yeah, same. I just bought all of that. I was like,
there's another $30. Oops.
Did I pay $300 for the first edition hardback copy of Mooncalled that signed? Yes. Oops.
My bad.
I put an offer on eBay and was like really lowballing, and was like, yeah, I gotta win this one. And then I woke up the next morning and got a notification on my way to work, your bid has won. And I was like, oops. Okay.
That's funny.
Oh, yes. The last Blood and Ash book comes out next year, so that should be good. Although, as much as I like From Blood and Ash, and I love the Flesh and Fire series because they're interconnected, by Jennifer Armentrout, the Blood and Ash one just, like, it just dragged. Like, it just got too many books in it, I felt. But I mean, I still love the characters and things, but if you're wanting to like read like a good fantasy series, like I'd do Flesh and Fire. It's connected to From Blood and Ash, but you don't need to have read Blood and Ash to understand.
I have the entire both series and have not started it.
You haven't read the other series?
She hasn't read either of them.
I haven't read either.
I've only read From Blood and Ash.
Yeah, and no, I have them both.
That, you know, the woods scene in that book is pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm like, fuck the plot. I want to read about Hawk fingering someone in the fucking woods while two people are watching.
Yeah, that was my thing though. It's like every book has great smut, except for the A War of Two Queens, like was so fucking long without smut. I was like, ugh. You're killing me. You're killing me.
So. Yeah, like I do love smut, do not get me wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you like smut, okay read
like sexual tension.
Read the Flesh and Fire series because that's some good smut, and you get to meet Daddy Nyctos, and it's ooh, like
I hear a lot of
I have like Nyctos. There's I have something that I screenshotted of like how to read them interconnected.
Yeah, there is like an order. Yeah.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I mean, I read them in that order, but do really love Flesh and Fire more.
Okay.
So, and having read all of them except for the newest one, because I started listening to the newest one that came out, and I had re-listened to the series earlier this year, like re-listened to them, mm-hmm. and then in preparation for this book, and then when it came out, I was in a spiral doing Iron Flame and Fourthling, and so I took a huge break, and then I just tried to start listening to the newest one in the series and was like, I don't fucking remember what happened. Like, I really don't. Who's that? So I need to go back and re-listen. So any like TBR, anything on your TBRs that you're like, oh my god, can't wait to read that?
There's a bunch of like silly little hockey series for me that have stuff coming out this year that weren't even on my tops, but they were still good.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Onyx Storm.
Yeah, Onyx Storm is the priority. And then I have been wanting to read the Blood and Ash series and also the Crescent City, but then everyone was so disappointed with the last one that I'm like, do I even bother? But I have all three.
You should read at least the first Crescent City because it will break you.
Oh, great. I love a bit of emotional destruction at the hands of a paperback.
Is Crescent City the one she wrote when she was young?
No.
No.
That was Throne of Glass.
Throne of Glass. Okay.
But the first Crescent City, within the first 20 minutes of listening, like ugly tears, like snot, sobbing. Like it is good fucking shit. Like that is some of her best writing. And then the second book is like, it's okay. And then the third book, you're just like, why are we still following this character? Can we like go with someone else? So
is that the last in the series?
I don't know, because it ends like as an ending. Like there's no cliffhanger, but there's a lot of things left unwrapped. So I feel like there's gonna be a fourth one, but maybe there won't be. I don't know. As long as she makes the next ACOTAR book.
I mean, really, hello.
Hello. Oh, I totally skipped this. My most hated read of this year was Credence. Sorry, Courtney.
Hey. Also, Scythe and Sparrow comes out this year. The third book in the Butcher and Blackbird, Leather and Lark.
If you go on the Ripped Bodice website, you can pre-order it signed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so support your independent bookstores, y'all. The Ripped Bodice has a store in LA and one in Brooklyn, New York. I've never been to the one in New York, but LA. Let's go right now. Let's just
all meet in Brooklyn and.
Yeah, I'll just.
Oh, you're so close.
Yeah. No problem. Let's go.
You should actually go while you're on vacation, and then like show us what they got, and we'll be like, "Can you buy us?"
I actually like going into the city this time of year makes me want to kill someone.
A lot of people.
Too many people, like traffic. Everyone's there like, look at the Christmas tree as if they've never seen one before. Sorry, I'm being so like
salty.
Bratty. I'm a brat. I just live close to New York City.
Christian. So, I mean, if you, I feel like it's different if you're a local versus
yeah,
tourist, you know.
So
also maybe, it's too cold.
And it yeah, it's really cold here today. I like, love am I back cold. In the Midwest?
I love going to Chicago January. I love that. Where I'm just like freezing my ass off.
Mm. No, thank you.
I pretend I live there. I'm like, I'm just a local.
I mean, Chicago's so cute though. Like, I enjoy Chicago, even though it's really cold.
Yeah. Unlike y'all, when I go down to LA, I pretend I'm not from there. Because I'm not. I mean, I really am not. But there's so much of it that I'm like, where am I? I have no idea. Like, the other day we went and saw a play at the Geffen Theater, and I was literally like, oh, this place is so cute. This area is so nice. Like, oh my God, why have I not, like, been here? And then I, like, look across the street, and UCLA is right there, and I was like, ah, that would make sense. Got it.
Yeah.
Ew. But, yeah. Anything y'all are looking forward to in 2025?
Yeah, coming to California.
Yeah!
I'm getting nervous about not taking the train by myself because I love to be by myself, but I hate Union Station.
Oh yeah, and they're doing all that construction right outside.
Oh, don't tell. Well, actually, I'm glad you told me, so I wasn't surprised by it.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's like
a lot of construction. At least there was last time.
Yeah, you can't exit all sides.
Oh boy,
so. But it's. I mean it. It's easy still. Like,
yeah.
Where are you? You're getting an Uber then?
Yeah.
To the airport or where are you going?
No, I'm going to Jamie's.
Yeah. Oh, shout out Jamie, one of our few listeners who's listened to all of these podcasts. Yeah. So you could Uber to her house or you could take the train.
I'm doing the late train, and I don't know if I want to hit the...
Yeah, just get an Uber then.
Yeah, I don't want to hit the... Because I'm unfamiliar, I don't want to hit the late train that. So, I'm prepared. I've already, like, it's only, like, a $20 Uber. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I'll do it. But I'm nervous. I'm actually nervous about when I come home on the train and trying to find my gate. That's I hate Union Station trying to find where my train leaves from.
I guess. Oh, so well, confused. The Macomb.
That's really easy. Always, it's always in that one side.
Always. But I still, when I get in there, I go, I don't know where I'm going. It's like I lose my memory. I have stress memory. And also, I don't ask questions. I am so embarrassed. I will not ask a question.
Oh, no, you got to ask them questions.
Well, I'm going to have to, or I
won't get home. I go up to the lady, like, in the podium who's, like, constantly, like, yelling at, like, what's boarding. And I'll be like, is this train? And she's like, no, go to the back of the line. Like, okay, got it. Well, also, usually the Macomb train doesn't have as many people going on it.
No. This one might. This one might because they'll be coming back.
No, not for another week. You'll be good.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So I'll just look for the train that's got like four people.
Yep. Pretty
and
much.
I'll probably know someone.
Yeah, likely.
y'all who are listening, we're doing a night court themed birthday dinner, so I'm so excited.
and I went I didn't go gown. I went big old pants.
Ooh, yes,
like wide leg pants, and I've got options. I got like titty shirts or like strapless. We'll see. We'll see if the Shein order comes.
Wait, nervous though to be like hungover for Disneyland.
Oh, are I'm a trooper.
If you continue to be drunk, are you hungover?
True. Right. Okay.
Also, we're not getting there at 8 a.m.
What about California Adventures?
I think it's the same. I don't know how they keep track though.
So we're going to have to slam some mimosas before we go.
Basically. Yeah.
And by mimosas, I mean just the Prosecco. And then just be real.
We can always Uber there. It's not a big deal. I figured we either Uber there or drive there, depending on our state.
I forgot that we're, like, right there by Disney.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Alcohol beverages? How are parents supposed to survive with their kids all day?
I don't know.
How do they keep track? Do you have to, do you wear something?
Well, at the bar, at the Star Wars Cantina bar, you can only order two.
Oh, what? Maybe it's two per bar.
We can make that work for sure.
All The daiquiri from the Pirates of the Caribbean restaurant is like, there's definitely no alcohol in there. It
I won't be getting any daiquiris.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to do our own thing around the park. So no reservations. We're just going to figure it out as we go. Cause you know, I like a good churro. I like a good, you know, chicken tenders. Christian loves the turkey legs. Like,
oh, I love a turkey leg. I love a turkey leg.
Yeah, we're not going to do any to sit down reservation stuff.
Yeah, take me to Six Flags. No. Buy me a turkey leg. That's all I ask.
Courtney and Christian are like soulmates.
We're just eating turkey legs on a bench together.
It's a what?
It's an emu leg. Fun fact. It's not even a turkey
leg. Oh, apparently it's not a turkey leg. They're emu legs.
Actually,
yeah, from their emu legs, not turkeys.
Should they disclose
they call them
that?
Turkey.
Like,
I mean,
crazy.
It's a bird, either way,
right? But you know, like, because I for a long time I didn't eat red meat,
yeah,
and I can't eat goose because goose, well, I couldn't. Goose is like a almost a red meat, it would do
same
the same
as duck,
thing.
Yeah, duck's kind of the same,
yeah. And so, like, I feel like they should probably disclose that it is not, in fact, turkey.
I didn't ruin it.
Are you? Christian's like, I hope I didn't ruin it.
No. I'm good. I eat beef now, so I'll eat an emu leg. It's fine. I just don't
emu
eat pork.
Legs. That's funny.
Well, from all of us at the Lude Library, we wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. And I hope you enjoyed this book recap year in review. And be on the lookout for our next episode. And then we're going to have more details on our Instagram about our giveaway, our very first giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already started gathering things to put in the giveaway. So,
and we have a signed book that's going to be in the giveaway. So,
yeah.
Yee! Again, my name is Bailey.
And I'm Courtney.
I'm Kristen.
And this has been the Lude Librarians. Bye.
Happy New Year.